that would die for my peoples too.
Yes, sir.
They said our Savior has arrived.
Oh, yes, sir.
He said the Savior said that he would walk over. He said that Pastor Wallace Difflam Mama said that Jesus didn't do nothing that any other person, righteous person or religious person wouldn't do, a good person, to give his life for his people, or to give his life for the truth. He said anybody would be willing to do it. And the Most Honorable Mama said the Savior said that he would walk over, he could destroy this world. He would destroy this world, all everything in this world, for the righteousness of the people.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And he would walk up 40 miles of mountain to teach the least one of us.
Yes, sir.
And then he would die.
Yes, sir. Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Also, we know everything that occurred in the first resurrection. All I got in the first Master was to follow Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, teaching me remote control into Master Jamal. So everything happened in the first is going on to fulfillment of prophecy in the second resurrection, even though everything might not be just exactly identical. This says something to that degree in my
mind. Well, you got to remember, the base remains the same.
Okay, yes, sir.
The belief in Allah God in the person of Master Wallace Stephen Rod Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
That he is Allah and his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir, that's true.
But we are not back there in 1930.
Yes, sir.
We're not in 1933.
Yes, sir.
The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, everything takes on changing and renewing, but I'm here to make you a believer. At the same time making you a believer, I am writing a book for that one who will come after me so that he will know what he's supposed to do.
All right, yes, sir.
And so that you will be able to recognize him too.
Yes, sir.
Remember, things have to be messages that are back to that one that's coming that would verify to him too who he is.
All right,
yes, sir.
What greater book than a book written to oneself?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching, Master Wallace Stephen Muhammad, and all the prophets of old, and all the messengers of old, and all the writers of the book of old, had to leave messages to the messenger Elijah Muhammad to verify what Master Wallace Stephen Muhammad has told him.
Yes, sir.
And he begins to see that, yeah, this is me.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Without Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad himself personally sitting there all the time with him.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So this is the same thing here.
All right, yes, sir.
He had to leave, oh my God, in the presence of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, his message to the Most Honorable Elijah, and all the wise writers of the books so many years ago, 15,000 years ago or so, they all had to write the book, or longer than that, had to write the book to be able to let Master J, the one who's numbered among the nuts, know who he is.
Yes, sir.
That's why he had to leave messages in the music. He had to leave in the speech and academy class where people had to build the board, build the bill, pay the bill, the board, bill, and different things.
Yes, sir.
He had to leave messages to the conscious level of the body that the remote control unit, that thing in the northwest corner that was made to stand upon his feet and come up and take the book, who's written upon his thighs on his conscious level. He didn't even not know that it was written upon his thigh is a name that nobody, see, let me tell you something. He says written upon his thighs is a name that nobody knows. Nobody even met him too.
Yes, sir.
Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings.
Yes, sir.
Except those who would receive that name.
Yes, sir.
And they would sing a new song.
Yes, sir.
But as Master Wallace, he saw Muhammad, told the Most Honorable Muhammad that he would walk up that mountain and then he would die. The Most Honorable Muhammad said, look, I cannot destroy the whole nation. I don't have that kind of power like you, but I would die for my people.
Yes, sir.
Wallace, he saw Muhammad, looked at him and told him, see, yes, you would. Yes, you will die for the people.
Yes, sir.
You would die for the righteousness. Because the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was telling you that then and then. That's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, after Master James started beginning to make magnificent, so he changed his teaching in the 60s, he started teaching in the way that he was not. He said, and when you get there, he started saying right in his writing, when you go into the hereafter, when you be in the hereafter, he stopped saying, when I would be in the hereafter, which says it, and then he doesn't say it.
Yes, sir.
If you read his writing, you'll hear him say, and in the hereafter, they, and then you'll hear him turn around later on and say, in the hereafter, we.
Yes, sir.
So that means that he leaves a statement there that leaves you a little bit of teeter-tatter.
Yes, sir.
And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that he will always be here for his people when they need him.
Yes, sir.
He said because Elijah Muhammad lives, he lives in his people.
Yes, sir.
So if he lives in his people, that means that he has a remote control unit.
Yes, sir.
He has a way of working through his people. So he has become one with Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad in the sense of Allah in the person of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad and his destiny of the Most High Divine Mother through Master J.
Yes, sir.
And through the works of Master J, you will be able to say, Elijah lives and speaks.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because he's talking through the answer of Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
So that's the fulfillment of that particular part of the prophecy.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you know, I told you about certain things that I'm not going to put on this particular tape right now about the so-called confidence stuff of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and about the carrying of the ark.
Uh-huh, yes, sir.
And about not trying to see into the coffin and stuff. I'm talking about doing the exit and find that they're leaving a different thing and how the people couldn't approach the tent and different things when the ship is down there and stuff. And the reason that, another reason that it told them that it had to do like that because the people's just taking the people from here and taking them over into that country. They're not used to that kind of country. And even though they believe that Allah God controls everything, they would still be afraid because there ain't going to be no street lights over there.
Yes, sir.
When they exit us out this country.
Yes, sir.
Don't think it's going to be street lights and a highway directing them straight to where they're supposed to go. He got to guide them there.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And they are scared of snakes.
Yes, sir.
Scared of lions.
Yes, sir.
Still timid of people.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, he has to go before him. This cloud has to go before them in the form of a cloud. You know, the ship is shaped in a cloud, like, you know, and so that it's mapping out the way for them.
Yes, sir.
And then by night, it tells them they have to come and sit down at the tent so that they're still protected by it, sitting close to the tent while they're talking and the negotiation, telling them what route that they're supposed to take.
Yes, sir.
That's what's going on.
Yes, sir.
And no one is allowed to approach the tent during that time of the communication.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there is the mercy seat.
Yes, sir.
In this tent is a mercy seat.
Yes, sir.
Well, the mercy seat, because this is a mercy, this is the 25th scientist seat.
Yes, sir.
And this is a mercy, and everybody is not meant to know his face.
Yes, sir.
So that they don't know if he's on that, what's going up and down. They don't even know what that is coming down. They just know it's God or Allah.
Yes, sir.
And they, so that he can walk among them.
Yes, sir.
He can move around without having to have bodyguards around him.
Yes, sir.
Although they all will be trained, certain ones that flow with the people's tools that they don't know nothing about.
Yes,
that watches him because he puts security on top of security, just in case.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we're here to find out, can the believers be in Noah without the works of the Gabriel, Yusuf, and the Allah God, the President of the Prophet Allah Muhammad, and the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because Yusuf's works was the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's works.
Yes, sir.
We're here to find out if what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has spoken is the truth. And it says that then, after the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is moved from out of the presence of them, then they will be led for another that time. But they got a little sleepy and they went to sleep because the groom did not come right, because the groom did not come right behind the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad hiding his face.
Yes,
yes, sir.
So they got a little impatient looking around and listening to a shaman.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew that they would get a little sleepy, and that's why he says that he lingered a little while. The groom lingered a little while.
Yes, sir.
Before he got, but the groom was really trying to get there, but Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Ibn Abdullah Muhammad made the groom carry a little bit because he had to fulfill prophecy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So the groom was made to carry by him locking himself up in his house and eating his food by ration.
Yes, sir.
But he did not let it rain for 3 years in California here and everything.
Yes, sir.
When he had to betray upon the rugs with the battering ram and a pan in order to bring rain.
Yes, sir.
In order for him to know who he was, what part that he was to play as the man.
Yes, sir.
As the male gender. Or as a, see, a lot of things that happened during that time is when the communication was established more between Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Ibn Muhammad and the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to the conscious level of the Master J vehicle. This is the living temple. This is the living house of the living God.
Yes, sir.
And it's messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
This is what they have to learn. And this is what they're going to learn. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala, the Prince of Master, one of these Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is going to make them learn that and make them understand the book of remembrance written to them so that prophecy can be true. And like he's reading all the Exodus and all this different thing, that they was always going astray, trying to worship anything other than what was originally written in the book.
Yes, sir.
They have to break the books out and make them remember. Y'all all right?
All
right. Who was that?
That's Ancestor called Donna was checking orders for our grandchildren and mother.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I don't know who, excuse me, sir.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So, but can you understand what I'm saying? I'll pray to do.
Yes, sir.
The Master, why does he survive? Prophecy has to be fulfilled, so we cannot. So, if you would go down there and they would just instantaneously say that they understand this knowledge, that wasn't the way prophecy said. That would be out of whack.
Yes, sir. Without a doubt.
Because there's a seal put on them. Because they're a living book and they don't even know it neither.
Yes, sir.
So that seal has to be broken on them so that a book of remembrance be written for them. And the only way that that seal would be broken is through the worship of our God and the presence of the Master of the Chief of our Mama, the Master of the Son of our Mama, through the Master James works.
Yes, sir.
In the northwest corner.
Yes, sir.
And it would raise with healings in their wings.
Yes, sir.
And only then will they receive the power and be able to do the works greater than what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad did. But it would not be greater than what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad did, because it would be just the completion of the works of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Wallace Farad Muhammad and the degree of the filling of the works of the resurrection of the great death.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank Allah. Yes, sir.
So, all this work has started way back on the resurrection process in 1914. It's the beginning of the day of the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
A little bit of time was added to for the one likened to the Son of Man, the bridegroom, carrying a little bit.
Yes,
had to carry a little bit because they had to, so that no one would be sure of when the precise time would be of the birth of that so-called child.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't necessarily mean a physical birth as a mental birth.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So we can understand how they always was going astray and always wanting to worship this or make an altar here to worship and to pray to that God rather than follow what Moses had already laid down for. So a voice had to come and take over and direct that person, Joshua.
Yes, sir.
Or the people, a person that was in a position, he had to tell the one that was in the authority position exactly what they're supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
But they that was in the authority position did not know what to do.
Yes, sir. So yes,
they had to go back to that old fuel to be able to understand what this angel or captain or Allah, God, Master Wallace Farad Muhammad, and especially the Most High God Muhammad, in this new world form is saying to them.
Yes, sir.
There's no way that they can do that. That's why a book of remembrance has to be written to them, and they'll have to go back. They have to be able to be driven back.
Yes, sir.
To go over this knowledge again.
Yes, sir.
Then they say that's what he said, too. Because right now, they're trying to make known to the people, they're trying to make the people believe in something that they don't, that they're not believing in themselves, that they're not saying that they really believe in. They're trying to make the people say they believe in this and that they're saying this and they're saying that, but their deeds and actions and what's really coming out of their mouth is worshiping Farrakhan Joshua.
Yes, sir.
You know, like they want to worship Malcolm.
Yes, sir.
Some of them want to worship Silas Muhammad.
Yes,
some of them want to worship